Hey everyone, it's Dario Kristen with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying experiences forever? Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Although, some features are not available in all states. But it's okay. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these easy steps. It's just three of them. First, you go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your true savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience overall. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save your money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. Get on the floor.
That was sensational.
We have not done that in how long, Candace?
2 months.
Wow. Well, welcome, guys. Welcome to another Dance Moms Reclap. Yes, we are back after months, and I know you guys are all hanging as much as we are to find out what on earth has happened in the Abby Lee studio. Now, I'm your host, guys, Stephanie McGrath, and I'm joined by my gorgeous girl host.
All right. Hey, everyone. I'm Candace Camacho.
Now, we know the quite short panel tonight. Don't worry. Tony and Francisco will be back. Unfortunately, I will be leaving back to Australia. So all my Aussie...
Oh, thanks, Marissa. This is your last night.
Yes.
Yes. It's so sad that you can't finish out the season.
I know.
Don't cry.
I know. Maybe, possibly, guys, all my Aussie Dance Mom fans, I know the ladies have been down under, so I know there's a huge following there. We may be able to do some AfterBuzz Dance Moms in Australia correspondent. So we'll just see.
Ooh, that would be fantastic. You could head up the division.
Me.
Yeah.
Love it. And also a big shout out to our gorgeous Marissa, was dancing away. How was that? Did you get your groove back, girl?
It was there, but yes, it was great dancing again. You guys didn't see it, but I
saw like a finger every once in a while.
The hand comes up.
Yeah.
That means she's all in it. If you can see a hand on the top of that.
Always all in it.
That's why I love you, girl. Look, all right, guys. So we come to episode 21, and it's Double the Mums, Double the Trouble. The name in itself, Candace, you're thinking, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
New mums versus old mums, no?
Definitely. That name, Double the Mums, Double the Kids, Double the Trouble, it's, you know, I was all over it, actually. It was pretty good.
What was your take before we get into it? Overall, the episode, was it a good episode to kick off after the mid-season break?
I did. I thought it was a really good episode. I was entertained by it. I rewatched, you know, the dances a couple times, and I thought it was great and entertaining. A couple of the new moms, their personalities really, man, I can't say shine through, but showed through. You know, we've got Christy or Christy, and I mean, I was just entertained. On the other hand, I felt really bad for the new teams, you know, their kids, to see their parents act like that. But
That's unfortunately, we know, Dance Moms it is.
That's what we're here for, though.
Now, so we start off, and I thought it was actually really good that we got that little recap on last episode, because it was so long ago, and I forgot. And then the moment, you know, when I saw Chloe dance, again, I honestly, I got goosebumps again.
Yeah.
I love that performance, and I was like, oh, that's right, that's what we left on. Chloe winning it with that amazing dance.
Amazing dance.
But unfortunately, we saw the two teams divided. We saw the selected team winning. And, you know, so it was typical that we came in and we saw the new team and the old team, both of them there.
Mm-hmm.
What was your take, first up, though, on Christy's idea of how she names her little pet names for all the new
I thought that was hilarious. I mean, little pet names for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I love Jeanette's name that she had, and was just, you know, boring Lori, and she just like had it all. And I thought it was really funny, really entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, Christ, I mean, it suits her.
Yeah. We got, you know, purple hair Jody. And I mean, you know, we obviously can't go by those names, but I thought it was very, like, you know, personality-ish of Christy, too.
They need a bit of personality, to be honest.
Yeah.
Apart from our Christy, the other ladies, Tammy, yes, in this episode, the other ones, they're kind of blending in.
Yeah.
They're not really doing...
Right.
I don't really know them yet. I don't have a sense of... And I know it will take a few episodes, but they're not really coming through, the other ones.
Yeah, well, I think Christy overshadows...
Look, why don't we just call it Christy?
Right. Yeah. She just overshadows all of them so much, because it's almost like the scenes are set up with, you know, the new moms in a scuffle, and then here she comes in, Christy, you know, having heard the whole conversation, and then they go at it, and... And then we get to talk about the big brawl later on with Tammy. So,
exactly. All hell's out. Now, what Abby does, I'll tell you what, this opening part prior and also the start of the pyramid, it was a lot of shock factor. I can't remember if we even predicted any of this in our final episode, I guess it was episode 20 then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kalani,
mm-hmm.
Well, Kira's mum. Whoa, was that not a bombshell?
It was a total bombshell, and I was going to definitely ask you about that, because I could not believe she was not on the show, and and Abby said something about Kira picks her boyfriend over her daughter, and I wish that they would have elaborated on that, because I had never heard anything about Kira's boyfriend, you know, lately, and just because Sarah won on that... Solo, you know, I was...
Well, see, that was Jill. Jill was chiming in. She, you know, she was like, look, I think it's more the fact that Kira, who got very boisterous towards the end, if we remember, she was really up there wanting... She was getting a little bit Christy for me, you know, bit fighting there. And I think, I mean, Jill believes she just couldn't handle the fact that Kalani got beaten by Sarah and was out. And as she said, once she shut that door, honey... You ain't coming back. You've done your daughter a disservice by doing that.
Do you think she and Kalani actually just left and didn't want to come back?
To be honest, I think this is production. I think this is contract negotiation difficulties. I think it's stalled. I think for all we know, it could have gone to Mummy Kira's head, this whole celebrity dance mom, and she was like, no, I need a higher price, and that's contracts would have fought.
Right. You know, I could definitely see her doing that for her daughter. You know, maybe she wanted Kalani to have her own show, or,
Little Asia,
Right. Any of those that you just named could be true. I wonder what our viewers think.
Exactly, guys. So I know we're back to our fabulous viewers that are always so positive, but comment like anything, which we love. Give us your opinion. What do you think really went on? Because I hadn't heard much of gossip around on the Rumorville about Kalani and leaving. There was a boyfriend involved. So this is all new.
Yeah. Let us know. Do you guys know anything about the boyfriend?
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then the other shock, of course, was she put Maddie. I thought Maddie was going to be forever on this new team. Did you see that coming?
I did. I wasn't surprised that she moved.
Yeah.
I was not surprised that she moved Maddie back to the old team. She's just wanting to switch everything around, and she wants to be very, Abby wants to be very unpredictable. So I didn't really like see it coming, but I'm just not surprised. And I don't think she wants I don't think she wanted the new team to rely on Maddie. She wanted them to shine on their own, and she just threw the other ones a curveball.
Yeah.
Later on with the whole costume thing.
Exactly. Now we'll get onto that. So guys, we're onto the pyramid. And we start off, first on the pyramid there at the bottom is Kendall, given the fact that her and Kalani got beaten by the two other newbies at the other performance.
And, well, I actually went back and watched Sarah R. and Ava's performance. I felt like they had a better performance, but again, they also had a lot better choreography and a lot better costumes. So the choreography, you couldn't really compete with what Kendall had.
Unfortunately, that seems like it's going to be a common pattern throughout now these episodes.
Common denominator.
Unfair. Disadvantage.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Nia in her favorite spot. Oh, bless her heart. And Abby, as she says, she's unhappy with Nia's follow through on her corrections.
It's, yeah.
She always needs improvement
on her
according
feet
to Abby.
And feet and legs, according to Abby.
And then Maxie.
Little Maxie.
Oh, my God. Which, look, I mean, who would have thought Girl Party, that song, as
the
Abby
number
said,
one
in Australia too.
Yeah,
I was like, wow.
Yeah,
we really love her there.
Little Maxie's Pop Princess Maxie has the number one video in the States and Australia. Number one on the iTunes charts. I mean, the girl's a star.
I will actually give it to Abby for then saying, you know, congratulating. That's fantastic what we've done. Of course, Abby wants, you know, the extra glory because it's produced by moi. As she states.
That was produced by me.
I did that. Yeah, I know, Abby. But as she said, now let's get your focus back to dance. And I think that's, she's still in that position. She's trying to mold, as she calls, a pop star who can dance, who can sing, who got to do it all. That doesn't mean you need to constantly return back when you take your focus onto singing. Let's go back to dancing.
Right.
I kind of thought, yeah, that's fair, Abby.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you also because you want to kind of, just because you know, she's doing great in that area, you still need to keep working on your craft. And I think that's the point that she was trying to get to with Mackenzie. But I think Mackenzie already knows.
Yeah.
You know, but I felt like that was fair too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we have Maddie who, look, I mean, her music video, have you seen it with Sia? Is that how you say it?
I did not see it.
I mean, I'm like, wow, that's Maddie. Like, it comes on, you know, on the charts, and it's so incredible to actually see her dancing there, and she goes all out, what she was told, with this wig on.
Wow.
I was so proud for Maddie.
Is it like a solo?
Yeah, when she's dancing in the bedroom and all this, yeah.
Wow.
I was just like, wow, that's Hollywood. That's big time for that little girl.
Big time for that little girl.
She's an amazing singer. So that is impressive. Abby mentions that, but that wasn't the reason for her position. It was because Abby believes that Maddie should work with whoever she's told to work with.
Yes. And she, you know, Maddie shouldn't have an opinion. She shouldn't have any emotion. She should just be a robot and, you know, yes, Abby, no, Abby, you know, whatever, Abby. So I think that she was very cooperative. I think she was disappointed.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, I'm an adult and if that happened to me, I'd be disappointed. She's just a kid. So I think she didn't really do anything wrong. What do you think?
I completely agree. I didn't think Maddie doesn't tend to pull. I mean, we've got to give her respect, though, for the girl that she really is professional.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of the time. And given her age and stuff, I think she honestly has a long history in this profession because of that.
Yeah.
She just, she fronts up. I mean, I could see a lot of the other girls throwing a few tantrums. Yeah. She wanted to be with her old team. But no, she danced well. She took it. Okay, this is the team. I accept it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, she even said that, you know, the selected ensemble, the girls are nice, but it just feels great to be back with my old team.
Exactly. So. And then, of course, we have on top, as she should be,
Chloe.
Yes. Look at our faces. Now, Francisco, our fabulous panelist, Francisco, who was mentioned this in, I think, also in the recap, when we did the reunion and everything as well. He had a firsthand, because he was there, and he saw it, he knew about sabotage.
He saw Abby actually going up to the judges and wanting to see the score sheets as to, did she really win first, or I don't know if she, did she think that the judges can't add, or somebody wrote a 10 and meant a 1, or I'm not sure.
Were you watching Abby's face when Christy then threw her that curveball, was, you know, well, brought up the accusation, saying, Abby, you know, is it true?
Yeah, I wrote down that Abby is extremely manipulative because she then threw it back at Christy that, aren't you happy? Your daughter's on top. You know, you're never happy.
Yeah.
And she just was able to turn it around. And we all know that Christy had a right to say what she did. She is happy her daughter's on top, but Abby's extremely manipulative.
Yeah. Look, that's also a comment for viewers. Guys, we'd love to know, what have you heard in terms of what really went on? I know there's going to be lots of gossip, lots of rumors. And what's your own personal belief? Like, do you think Abby really would have done that? Mm-hmm. And then, so we finish off the pyramid. And then we get to find out who's doing the solos and what their group performance is. Now, Maxie, she gets rewarded because of Girl Party. Her fantastic little pop star gets a solo and acro jazz Watch Me Fly.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised Maxie got it?
I guess I was just a little bit, only because I kind of expected Chloe to get one. Mm-hmm. But and then she's named the lead in the group role. I guess I was a little bit surprised because I typically would think that Maddie would get it or Chloe would get it.
Yeah.
So, but I like the curveballs. Keep it interesting.
Exactly. And then in terms of the select team, Sarah H., which, of course, is Christy's little daughter, gets Scary Little Monster, which I found it very interesting when they do the explanations of, you know, the dance, the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
And as they always have a hidden meaning. And the way that Abby discusses the dance, Sarah's performance, how it's like she's a perfect little daughter and everything when the parents are there and they have the, you know, they leave and the babysitter comes and turns into a little monster.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly am already starting to feel for this poor young girl, and I could see something like this happen. If that is your mother, Christy with a Y.
Right. You would want to run.
God, the freedom. When when she leaves, I'd be petrified of that mum too, if that was my mum.
Yeah, it's like Christy just has her, you know, by her little shoulders and just pushing her here and pushing her there. And it's just, I mean, it would be enough to, like, make her crack. I'm really feeling for her. I don't know how thick of skin she has, if she can take it or not, but that woman just needs to take a seat.
Tony, we need you here. You'll be back next week, no doubt. You'll be telling everyone to take a Price Fisher little stool there. And look, I mean, to be honest, when we then go up to the loft for the dance, the mums, and we see first the selecting mums, Christy, what is she playing at? I mean, honestly, Candace, why? She throws out there, she just wants to stir the pot.
Totally.
Oh, so you're accusing, you know, I'm all on Team Christy, and so you think sabotaging, you know, is acceptable, and what they did with Chloe is acceptable, and just throws her own team member women, which we know at the start, we already had the intro where she said, my daughter's going to be the next Maddie. I don't want to be on this team. I want to be in the elite team. That's where all the best dancers, they're known, they're the best, which, by the way, the intro We didn't see, of course, any of the new team members.
Right.
It's still the original. And she's hell-bent on getting her daughter over there and for the old, the original team mums to love her. What is your take on what she's doing?
I think she is vicious, unhappy, and conniving. I think she's not going to stop until somehow she throws out the new ensemble team, which is impossible. But I think that the producers at this point, and even Abby, she's showing that she likes her drama at this point, because in the last episode, she called Abby a name. And
she called her a liar.
Right, she called her a liar.
Abby, you're a liar. And
yeah, and that shows to everyone else that, you know, she can, this Christy girl can do whatever she wants. So she's very manipulative as well. Probably not as much as Abby, or what do you think? I don't know. Are they cut from the same fabric?
Maybe. To be honest, I'm actually going to throw it out there. I don't think she's the smartest tool in the shed. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say she's the smartest woman. And I think Abby's smart.
She is.
She's manipulative. She's very good. Christy, she's like a bull in a china shop. She's just running hell, but that's her kind of style. When she fights, she just all out. She's not thinking tactically.
Yeah, she doesn't have a plan. She just is kind of like throws herself around into any direction that she can. You know, no tact.
No, she just blurts off thing, which comes up to our next major point in the entire episode, which is the fight.
Oh, my gosh.
Candace, what's your take? Christy, Tammy, who's more at fault?
Well, okay. In the end, you can't be a grown woman and climb over other women, pull somebody's hair in the meantime, and do a punching fight like, you know, six-year-old little boys. You just can't do that. You have to keep your cool. Clearly, they should realize that Christy is just trying to push their buttons. She's trying to push their buttons with any way, shape, or form. They need to take the more mature route and just ignore her or walk out the door. You know, what she says doesn't really have any clout as to what, you know, goes on. Tammy is mad because her kid doesn't have the solo, so that's part of it too. But I mean, you know,
well, that's what I was in, because it looked like it was a piece of paper she tossed, or something that was thrown, but
And then that was it. Like, it wasn't even like she was charging at them or threw something heavy or a glass of water. I mean, it was
she wasn't Christy with the, you know, Christy wasn't certainly the, she was the instigator, but Tammy, she pushed, I mean, you saw when they had the production guy, the camera guy actually have to come in and hold them back. She was angry. That was a full-on punch.
Yeah, it was a full-on punch. And if he hadn't intervened, I mean, I think that there would have been blood. And nothing is worth that, you know, a broken nose.
Dance Moms, children's program. How are we doing there, hon? How's the kids' PG rating going?
Exactly, yeah. Keep this PG, ladies. So, I mean, they're both at fault. They're both Looney Tunes.
Well, look, with all respect, it's, you know, when Abby then sent all the mums out to the car and put Christy in time out and then, you know, said, apologize, otherwise your daughter's being cut, you know, from her solo. And they went and did that. I thought Tammy seemed like the bigger person. She was. She was like, okay, let's, and
yeah,
yes, Christy apologized, but.
I think she knew that she had to step up and be the bigger person, and I think it's great that the new moms were like, you know, you heard them counseling her in the van, you have to take the high road, you have to be the better person, and I think that was really good for her, because she then did show a lot of respect and step up, and since she was the one climbing over all the moms and throwing the punch, it was her place to say that she was sorry, you know, in the first place.
Do you think these kind of antics that these new moms... Do you think now this is going to be a weekly, you know, episode thing?
I don't think it's going to be a weekly episode punch and hair grabbing, you know, episode, but there's going to be other, you know, other drama, other things going on. I don't think that, you know, they're going to run out of producers to intervene, right?
Well, but that it might get to that point. Which yeah. we hope it never does. Viewers, guys, I hope you agree. I don't want to see blood drawn on these.
Like, no. We want to ladies. Take it, you know, I know this show is Dance Moms and it's about their drama, but we got to set a good example at some point. I guess that's not the show, though. I say that like every time. I'm like, well, but I guess that's not the show.
Well, did they not then, the production, the crew, didn't they do a great job then lining in? Because all of a sudden we see them in Wheeling, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. So we're off to Sheer Talent.
Right.
And, of course, we all remember Wheeling, West Virginia because Sheer Talent, guess what happened? Kelly, the incident that
That's
caused
right.
the entire lawsuit, everything. So we've just come from a brawl and a fight.
Oh, hidden meaning there. There's a lot of hidden meaning there.
They love that, don't they?
Yeah.
They always drop them in, whether it's in the dances, whether yeah. it's in all of that. I mean... Going back, sorry, viewers, also the group, I should touch on, though, the rehearsals in the group performance. What was your take on, so we've got The Rupture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, The Rapture.
Rapture.
Mm-hmm. And then we've also got, what was it? It was a feather.
Light as a feather, light. Stiff as a board.
Yeah. What was your take on both of those two groups, the meaning, the dances they were given?
The rapture thing, I don't really see them being in rapture. I didn't really get that correspondent. I didn't
the
get
heaven,
that.
The hell. The
yeah, thing. I didn't really. I mean, they're the new team. So does that mean they're in hell? And then if they win, they're in heaven? Or I just threw that out the window. The choreography was sensational.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And the other choreography with light as a feather, stiff as a board, the Ouija board thing. I mean, I just feel like those girls are more mature than that to be dancing with a Ouija board. And whenever they give these girls props, like they just don't do well with the props. You know, a couple episodes ago, Chloe had to dance with a shoe and now we have a Ouija board. And then, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't, it didn't go with their personality. Choreography-wise, it didn't compare to the Rapture, and then the costumes didn't compare either.
Yeah. I mean, look, when we see them and they actually get to the competition, it's just – it's a joke. I was completely on Holly and Jill and all their opinions about saying you're setting them up to fail again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at the costume disparity. But I will come back to and say, wouldn't just watching all of the girls – and they kind of – kind of feel like we really know them. You know, we're watching these girls grow up in front of our own eyes. And there was a part of me that almost felt a bit emotional when I was watching them and watching Chloe.
Watching their
leading
faces.
It. How? She's had a growth spurt. She's matured. I was like, they've all grown up.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. I was like, they're growing up. They're, you know, maturing a little bit. And and it is crazy because you feel like you know them, you know, we're in their lives and we feel emotion when, you know, Abby throws her, you know, tantrums and is really unfair to the girls. But I did see what you're talking about.
I just found that Chloe has matured so much. She just seemed so much stronger, just mentally as well.
Yeah.
Really, she wasn't. Abby could throw whatever at her, even though this episode she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think Chloe can handle it a lot better now.
Yeah, I think she's just like, brush it off my shoulder. Mm. You know, I'm here. I'm doing my job. I'm getting to pay it on, you know, to be on this great show on national television and do what I love to do. And she's fantastic. Yeah.
Although the injury slip she didn't get injured, but that slip up when she started tearing.
Yeah.
In the rehearsal. And I was like, but mum, and it was straight back, you know, it was that little time down. She's like, no, I'm going to continue on and perform.
Right. Yeah. Christy did a really great job of coaching her. Like, don't even go there. It's not worth your time. Don't cry. It's not even worth your time. Like, it's not even worth, you know, messing up that eyeliner over.
Yeah. No, I was very pleased with the way that the two were acting. So we see them in, before the performance. Now, I'll give Jill credit. Again, that was a valid point. When she's saying, hold it, So aside from the amazing beige rhinestone costumes for the group dance that the girls get, and as Holly notes, the elite junior team get $10 pajamas.
Yeah, I thought that was funny, Holly. Be happy with your $10 pajamas.
Like, really? It looked crap.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, compare the two. The new team's outfit were exceptional.
They were exceptional. And she is right. The flowers on, you know, the select ensemble cost more than the pajamas. And it's just so obvious. I mean, it's just like, where's the elephant in the room? I mean, it's just blatantly obvious.
Exactly. But Jill's comment about the teenagers. When she makes a point, she says, hold on, look at also the age discrepancy. It's not just the costumes and the great choreography that they all get. We get that. Mm-hmm. We know it's very obvious Abby's, you know, really pushing for them to win. But also the age. They've got teenagers.
Right. They do.
Look at the junior elite. Any teenagers?
Well, junior isn't teenager.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I guess in a way that could be good, you know, they're needing to step up their game and getting even better. But, I mean, sometimes you need age to do that, too. I mean, years, you know. There's definitely years in between. And I kind of noted that Abby said a couple times in the show that life isn't fair and they need to learn that. Well, you don't have to force that. I mean, they're going to find – they already know that, first of all, from, you know, being on the show and dealing with Abby. But I felt like that was pretty cruel of her, you know. She just – it's like she just wants to hurt them.
I mean, that is Abby. Do we expect anything – I guess sometimes we all get a bit hopeful and we think Abby might have changed a little bit. But.
Do you think the girls go home and just, you know, laugh all the way to the bank and deposit their check in the bank and is just like, ha, 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 you know?
I wish it was the case, but these girls are too young. And from a perspective of a young girl, even pre-adolescent and stuff like that, I mean, these comments and TV or not... And, yes, I know it's edited and there's a lot of other stuff and we don't see the relationships when we had, like, Maddie and Maxie and everything in here. And, you know, we hear about the behind amazingly strong relationship she has with Abby. But you're still – a young girl is still hearing these comments, these words, these things to them, and it does affect them.
Yeah.
I
just was being hopeful there for a minute.
I know, darling. You've got a child and too much. But anyway, how do we go on the solos? What was your take on, apart from the fact that, of course, Christy wants to complain about the black-white outfit that Sarah gets, that clearly it's not all magnificent makeup like Gorgeous Max Z.
Mm-hmm.
Was that fair or not fair?
I rolled my eyes when she said that because I'm like, oh, another comment from Christy. She did have a point. Sarah H's costume was not cute or flattering or it didn't really look that good on stage. Maxie had the gorgeous, you know, face paint. So she did have a point, even though I was just like, oh, again?
But do you think Abby's really justified when she's saying she's going to put up with all this, which... In the past, Abby would have never put up with the moment a mum would say, you're a liar.
Boop. Out.
You are out.
No questions asked. Never seen again.
These mums have had a full-on brawl. Far worse than I think the Kelly incident or anything like that. Okay, maybe
not. And they're
not.
Still in the game.
And they're still there.
So what's up with that?
I mean, Abby's obsession is that she needs an under 8-year-old dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to put up with this. How long do you think she's going to put up with Christy's antics just so she can have this set dancer?
I'm not sure. So as long as she can go and as long as she can take it, you know?
It's so un-Abby-ish.
It's very un-Abby-ish. But that's, you know, they got to keep us guessing. They got to keep us, you know, not knowing what's going on or surprising us.
I think there's a lot more going on in the production and stuff. They just want Christy because they know. I mean, she's a bull in a china. She's just going to keep bawling it out When she's bored, she'll just throw something out there at one of the ladies, some horrible comment, and get a fight starting.
Yeah, she will. That's a very good way to describe her. Like, she could be perfectly fine and then just decide to...
No, I'm going to set things up now.
I think I'm just going to stir things up and, you know, cause a fight and tell someone their kid is horrible and there you go.
Throw her own team members under the bus. Go for it, girl.
If she was smart, she wouldn't do that.
No, exactly. They're dancers, though. Okay, so Sarah. We should probably start off with the first performance. So Max Z, what did you think about Acro Jazz?
I loved it. I mean, I always love her performances, but I felt like she had this, when she came out on the stage, she had this inner fire and she just, you know, pranced around like she did and it was flawless. But she had a I don't care attitude about her, which I thought was like fantastic on top of the great costume and, you know, the beautiful lines and the nice face that she always has. But it came from in here and it was like this beautiful confidence that I really loved about it.
I agree with the confidence. I think this music video has done matured. She really has stepped up her ability as a performer and entertainer as a whole. But I think just the whole dance, I don't know, it kind of bored me a little bit. It was adorable. It was good. But I just felt like we've seen that so much before. I know it was an Acro Jazz and that's it, but I was just like,
well, there's been so many episodes. They're probably running out of ideas. No, I don't know.
I want to give her something really out left field for that girl. She's talented enough. She could handle it.
She could handle it. Yeah. I love the confidence and the attitude.
And then Sarah, what did you think about Sarah?
I feel like poor Sarah is under so much pressure from not only her mother, but, you know, if she doesn't perform or win, then she could be out this spot and out the show. So I think she has a tremendous amount riding on this dance. I thought she showed good emotion, but I didn't see anything that like ignited, you know, my interest too much, but she's got a lot of potential though. Considering, you know, her technique and her age, she's not a little Maxi in my opinion quite yet.
That's interesting you do the comparison with Max Z, because I mean, ideally, and I guess all of the mums too, they all sort of envision their daughter to also be the next Maddie. Look, I could see maybe a smidget of Maddie in her. I'm not saying she's at that level at all. I mean, she's so very young, but she's quite good with her facial expressions. I think, like yourself, I agree. I think the girl has a lot of potential.
Yeah.
I think, though, the person that's going to hold her back from really fully reaching her potential is that mother.
That mother. I couldn't agree with you more, because she has her... just worried, and you know, because of her mom, she got kicked out of that last performance, and then now she's back, but she's walking on eggshells and everybody's watching her, and there's just a lot of pressure. So in the end, it could be very, very well could be her own mother that sabotages her.
Thank you. That's exactly. Woman, just be quiet.
Yeah.
Let your daughter do, she's got talent.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Christy could just get on the bus and go tour around Pittsburgh while her daughter, you know, does her rehearsing in the studio. Or,
yeah,
you know, maybe we could just throw her in the closet for a while.
Time out the whole time.
Time out. You're in time out the whole time.
Oh, God.
I mean, can we just, you know.
This season, she's going to, I think, do everyone's head in, honestly.
She kind of did my head in already.
I know, that's one episode. Oh, you know, we've seen her in a couple now, but.
Right.
All right, group dance. What was your take, firstly, on the ensemble team?
The ensemble, they took my breath away. They're fantastic. Yeah, confident legs, feet, extensions, faces, everything, feeling the music, feeling the floor. I loved it. I really loved it.
Technique wise, did you think they were spot on?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was surprised. they were, you know, danced as one, even though they don't have a lot of experience of dancing together. So I was really impressed, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what about the junior elite?
The
poor little pajamas.
The poor little pajamas. They didn't compare. The choreography couldn't compare. I thought that they did a great job of I got the story that they were trying to portray with the Ouija board. Chloe really shined. I thought she did an excellent job, and I'm so proud of her. She did. She's just, you know, like you said, just maturing and getting strong, and she did a fantastic job leading that group. I thought that they were a really tough competition for the select ensemble, but I knew in the end that it's more than just the choreography. I mean, you have to have the costuming and, you know, the accessories to go with it, and they just didn't have that courtesy of Abby Lee.
Yeah. I agree. I thought though something, the age thing. Maybe it was because it was already planted in my head prior with Jill speaking up about it. It just felt like having those that more maturity, that dance experience, endurance with the ensemble team, I just felt they outdanced them, the junior. I just felt there was something about they just seemed more, as you were saying, more mature, more together. I would have loved to say that the junior elite should have. I already jumped to awards. But I really thought that they, you know, I was hoping they would have been better, but I didn't think they danced better, though. Take out costume, take out all that, just purely in their performance, I have to say.
Well, even the moms, you know, were like, they were better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're older, a lot older.
Yep.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you have, you know, 4 years more experience, that's like a whole degree.
Makes a difference, and it also does make them work harder. So see Abby's point on that.
I do see her point, but I see them stepping up and, you know, running a close race this next time, or in a couple times. Might take them a couple times, but
yeah,
they'll get there.
Hey, that's a positive we want. Now, awards, overall solo, we had Sarah H, who came fourth.
Yes.
And then we had Maxi first.
First place.
Any discrepancies you thought on that, or do you think it was fair?
I think it's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Her, the pop princess was spot on that. But she could, like you said, like she could have done more choreography, but the poor kid can only do what she's given.
Yeah. And it wasn't so much more. It was it just felt like we're just seeing it again and again and again. She does an exceptional job. I thought it was a great dance, but I just wish she was given a different performance or something else.
Yeah.
You know? And then the elite team came second, and as we mentioned, and we sort of predicted there, the ensemble team won it.
Yes.
Were they set up for failure, Candace?
I believe they were set up for failure, 100% set up for failure. And they know that. You could see that back in the rehearsal room, not to go back too much, but as they were watching the select ensemble rehearse, like their faces, Maddie's face, Chloe's face, they were just like, oh. So they're set up to fail. What do you think?
I agree. And I think there were some good moments, though. They did snap, take a few quick shots to like Maddie and Chloe, and just Maddie doing a bit of pep talk and all the girls. They really are a unit. I think this is going to bond them closer now that Maddie's back in. As you said, a couple more shots, a couple more goes together dancing, and they actually get a dance that compares choreography-wise to the other team. Yeah, I think they can nail it then.
Definitely. But I agree too.
Watch this space. Now we go back and, of course, we see the new moms going, you know, oh, well done, you know, sort of just rubbing it in their faces.
Totally rubbing it in their face.
But didn't you think the old moms kind of responded very well? They were like, nope, thank you, whatever, we're just going to leave. Or not?
No. I didn't think that they responded very well. I thought that they were, you know, their kids were at a disadvantage. They were very mad at, like, what was happening to their kids. But surely they didn't expect the new moms to be all warm and fuzzy.
Mm.
I just would have, if it were me, I would have just been like, congratulations, and I would have got my stuff and left and just, you know, hightailed it out of there and, you know, went to my kid, and I wouldn't have handled it like they did. It just got all messy and...
No, no brawls. You've got to admit that. Nobody punched anybody.
Nobody punched anybody.
They weren't like those moms.
Now, do you think that they're limiting one brawl per episode? They might. I mean, is there a one brawl an episode rule?
Dance moms fight off.
Right.
It's, I'm going to think of a new name. Dance fighting moms or something ridiculous like that. UFC meets dance moms.
Right.
Oh, God, please no. Please, no.
UFC trains dance moms.
Ugh. Holly was quite opinionated, wasn't she? When they confronted, well, Abby comes out of the elevator and, you know, is calling them, girls, you know, your life's not fair, sore losers, I'm tempted to bench you for your behaviour and the way that you're reacting about this.
Mm-hmm.
Fair comments or?
No. What did she expect for them to do? Like, stand on their head and do flip-flops and... go, you know, kiss the girls' toes and tell them congratulations. I mean, they're disappointed. They had crappy costumes, $10 PJs, and they have every right to be... In the end, everybody's a human, right? And they have a right to be sad. And they worked hard and they got the can and they're sad. So that was very unfair of her. And again, you know, life isn't fair. Well, no kidding.
And we do close out and see poor Maddie, like, having a bit of a teary and crying there. So, yeah, clearly, I mean, they do. The girls are very emotionally invested. I mean, it's their life and everything, and they do get affected. So that's always heartful when you see those girls cry. But
it's very – I thought Christy was a little rough when she kept telling her, stop crying, you know? Like, I thought that was, like, a little bit too much, being that's not her – place, but
maybe she wants to continue on now, like for the rest of the season, in that strong, hard mold. Because as we noted, and that was right, I think at the right time and place when she said to her daughter, like, Chloe, nope, no time for tears. And Chloe did, you know, okay, you're right,
right?
I'm not injured, but yeah, maybe she's gonna carry that on too much with everyone.
Well, maybe she's stepping into those shoes, like, maybe she was able to just take all the emotion and the heart, and she's just. We're here, we're going to do our job, and we're going to leave it there, and that's it. You know,
yeah.
I think she's taking on the opinion that it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth to get upset over.
I think there's something changed about Christy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she go to Bora Bora over the break and relax and just...
She's exactly. She's trying... It just. I mean, who knows? Probably in two episodes or unravel. She seems like she's trying to get less emotionally involved. Is what it is, professional. I've gone through way too much with my daughter. We're going to come here. We're going to do it. And we're just...
Yeah.
We're not going to...
I think you hit the nail on the head. Mm. She's just removed herself and she doesn't want to see her kid hurt anymore or any other kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for her. That's a good place to be, I think.
Well, on that note then, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
The next... 6 months or over 20 episodes. What are we thinking, Candace?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's going to get exciting and I'm not sure. I just, there's so many things that could happen. What do you think?
Well, look, if we jump straight into what next week, I think I'm very excited. I think everyone is. Maddie kissing.
That's right.
Candy apples, which, oh, God, we come back to them again, unfortunately. Yeah. Ohio, we're off to, and we see them. But Gino, duet.
Right. That is, I was surprised to see that, and I was surprised to see the kiss. And that it shows Chloe saying, your first kiss.
Which, as I mentioned, all the girls have matured, and I mean, we really are watching these young little girls become women.
Right. What's your take on the kissing scene?
Look, I think it's, as I said, I think it shows maturity in some way. I don't know how many dance normal at that age, duets they do that they normally do kiss. So I don't know if Abby's just throwing that in to add a bit of.
I think she's throwing that in to add a little bit of commotion and
controversial something in it. So rumors get talking.
Yeah.
But look, to be honest, I don't know how much longer I can put up with Christy.
Right. And unfortunately, I think Abby can put up with her for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think? How long do you think that Abby can put up with Christy? Do you think she's got one episode left or two episodes left? We would love to hear you.
And guys, also think about, would you come up with any other nicknames for our new dance moms? Keep it PG. Don't get too mean, but I'd be interested. Do we have any other new names? What you think about these new mums? Now, Candace, where can everyone find you?
You all can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho.
And guys, you can find me on Twitter at Host McGrath and also on YouTube at Host Stephanie McGrath. That's MCGRATH. Now, next week, we will be back at our usual time, 8 p.m., on the Wednesdays for our usual Dance Moms Reclap. And you'll have Tony and Francisco. But I've absolutely loved doing Dance Moms with you guys since we had Abby on in New Year's, which we started at the start of the year. And I'll be very, very much missing you guys. You viewers are fantastic. All the comments have been so great. You just made me want to come here each week and do it. I love the show and I love you guys for it. So anyway, on that note, we hope you have a fantastic evening, guys. Keep watching Dance Moms and keep watching AfterBuzz. Night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.